Now, nighttime clashes have erupted between Bahraini regime forces and protesters calling for the release of prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Fresh protests were held on the island of Sitra, as well as the villages of Karbabad and Buri. Regime forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the demonstrators. Earlier in the day, similar clashes broke out in Bilad al-Ghadim village outside the capital Manama. Tensions have been running high in the kingdom since the Al-Wafaq leader was detained a few days ago over alleged anti-regime incitements. Rights organizations from across the Arab world, Europe and the United States have urged Manama to immediately release Salman. The U.S. State Department has also condemned his detention. Let's go to Beirut and talk to Jamal Wakim, the Lebanese International University. Welcome, sir. Mr. Wakim, just how significant are the calls by the EU and the U.S. State Department to free Sheikh Ali Salman? And do you think the Al Khalifa regime would listen?
The United States and the U.K. pressure the Bahraini regime, are serious in pressuring the Bahraini regime, the Bahraini regime might comply, but we need not forget the Saudi factor, which is also pressuring the Bahraini regime not to give any concessions to the opposition. Of course, we need to wait for upcoming developments, because I believe that there are new arrangements in the Gulf by the United States and the UK, whereas the UK is supposed to take over monitoring the security of this region, and there are talks about establishing a military base, a British military base in Bahrain. So would the British and the Americans in return, in order to win the favor of the Bahraini people and their support or their consent to such a military base, would they be willing to exert more pressure on the Bahraini regime? We need to wait and see. But I believe if we leave it to the Bahraini regime and to the to their Saudi backers, I believe that they wouldn't be willing to offer any concessions to the opposition.
And with a new year ahead, what does the future hold for the Bahraini revolution?
Well, I believe that the Bahraini revolution will continue, but with a meager or weak, let's say, chances for achieving tangible results, because the Bahraini crisis is mixed with the regional crisis, especially the competition between Iran and Saudi Arabia over influence in the region, and what the Saudis perceive as the Iranian threat to the security of the Gulf. That's why the Saudis are apathetic to any concession given to the Bahraini opposition, because they consider this as an asset to Iran, which might not be well-founded, but we need to understand the thinking of the Saudis.
But briefly, what are the main internal factors holding back the progress of the Bahraini revolution?
Well, I believe that the Bahraini revolution has achieved a lot of results in the past few years, especially in forging and elaborating the Bahraini opposition program. However, we need not undermine the strength of the Bahraini regime, the Khalifa regime, and especially its hold on economy. And this is the basic asset for the Bahraini regime. So until the opposition in Bahrain is able to inflict heavy damage on the on this Bahraini or the Khalifa monopoly over the economy, the Bahraini regime could continue its stubborn dealing with the opposition, and especially that it's also getting support, economic support, from Saudi Arabia in order to make up for the possible losses that it injured at the hands of the opposition.
All right, Jamal Wakim with the Lebanese International University from Beirut. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.